right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
You know what? I was thinking.
Thank you.
About how badly I want to do live shows. So then when we were singing, I was imagining that I was on a giant stage. That's why I was.
Guys,
I was bellowing.
Yes. Well, let's all manifest that Chris and I are going on tour. When we say tour, I mean it's going to be literally Celine Dion level. Okay.
Listen, these podcast tours sell out fucking like Madison Square Garden.
And if you
If not us, who?
We're going to have a set, costumes galore.
Yes.
I'm
thinking we get a giant bathtub for a segment where we just are in the bath on stage.
I'm actually weeping. Yeah, we have to have a bathtub segment. The fact that you said that, it's so real and so true. We could call it Tub Time with Chris and Jess.
Tub Time.
Tub Time. We could call it Get Into the Suds.
Get into
you know,
you scrub my back.
Yes.
And I'll scrub
yours. Oh my gosh. We could get guests in the tub. Like, it really could be a great time. And that's just one idea, you guys.
Oh my God, that would be fun. If we have a guest, we take them in the tub.
We take them in the tub. What a dream.
What's new?
Okay. I can't believe this happened to me. I'm going to tell you. Let me explain to you. I'm nervous. The other day, I go to Orange Theory. There's a guy next to me who's lifting literally so much. Mm. And I got in my head because, I can't lift that much. I know. I got in my head and I was like trying to really push myself. And Chris, I don't know if you can see, like you can feel it. Come here. There are these things that are jutting out from the bottom of my chin. Mm-hmm. I pulled a muscle.
I think that's just your.
No, it's not. I asked my friend who's a physical therapist because I thought maybe I had thyroid or something weird happening. But I pulled this muscle that's in your neck, chin to your shoulder, which you can do when you do sit-ups, you know, and you like strain your neck or like when you lift. I didn't know you could. You're not wrong. I didn't know you could pull this muscle, but I did. I did do it.
So what did they say?
You know, I have to rest and put heat on it.
Does it hurt a lot?
It does hurt.
I kind of love a pulled muscle pain. Is that weird? I secretly love, like, not secretly.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes when I have really bad muscle pain,
yeah,
it always makes me laugh. Like, when I, like, go to get up, I, like, start laughing because I'm like, it's so funny that this hurts so much.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I like it in almost my face.
Yeah.
If it were a little bit in my back, like.
Yeah.
Better.
There is.
Funnier,
yeah,
if you will.
Like, ear pain, not funny.
No.
Tooth pain, not funny.
Not funny.
Anything from the neck up, really, not funny.
I don't think it's funny neck up. But, it was, you know, as soon as we get a little lower, like, whenever I have hip or butt stuff, I'm like, that's hilarious. I'm aging.
It's a good joke.
It's a great joke. It's, like, it's humbling. You know, my neck and shoulders, standard hurt. Standard. I'd also like a masseuse on the tour.
Yeah. We're really upping the tour.
The budget's going to be
tickets hot. Are going to be $5,000.
Don't get mad, guys. Just come.
Sorry. It's only the necessities.
But you'll all get spa packages. See, we have gifts, too.
But that is included in the sale of the ticket, obviously.
Of course,
How was your New Year's?
My New Year's? I forgot for a second. What did I do for New Year's? Oh, I was with Sarah, and we decided to stay in and get high. I didn't even make it. The embarrassing part is you know when you have to stay up to midnight?
Yeah.
Like that day at like 10 p.m. I was like, whoa, is it
not
2? Like I was literally like, Sarah's like, it's 10. Like we only have two more. I had to leave at like 11:30. I was like, girl, I simply can't. Maybe that's aging, right? Because I was like, I have to go to bed. I have to be in my bed. We called each other at midnight. But
that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But I was exhausted.
I went to, so my friend was like, what are you doing? Whatever. We talked This is such a convoluted way to get to my plans.
I like it. I like to know how a plan begins, though, right?
Okay, so I'll do the whole breakdown
here. Take the seed, let us water it, and see it come to life.
So my two friends, who okay. I see always usually on New Year's.
Okay, New Year's Eve friends.
New Year's Eve friends. Wow. I mean, I see them a lot, but okay. like I'm getting dinner with them today, actually.
Special. These are special people.
But so
and they're a pair? They're a duo?
They're just like two. Friends. The one I worked with at the beginning of like working at Westville, and then the okay. other one is her best friend from growing up. So I've known them for like 10 years.
You guys are a trio. Okay.
And so the one though, I didn't see on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
but the other one was like, what are you doing? Do you want to come to my friend's house? He's
Ooh.
Having like a small gathering.
Ooh.
And she's like, he's like really rich. It's a brownstone.
Yeah, I'm already there.
In the West Village, and it's
yes.
like fucking crazy.
West Village? Yes.
And I was like,
and that's a good commute
okay,
for you.
Okay, hell yeah. And then I was like, if you want to come over. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you want to come have some drinks here. So then she came over, and then she was like, do you mind if my two friends stop by?
Oh.
They're going to the party with me. They're her coworkers also.
Okay.
And the girl who invited them was already at the party.
Got it.
Who's also their friend from work. So then they come.
Okay.
And then she's like, do you mind if these two other people stop by? And I'm like,
am I the party?
And I was like, oh my God, am I having? And she's like, they'll only be here for 10 minutes, but they're both doctors, number one.
No, they have to come. Let the doctors
And I was like,
come.
Doctors in my house?
Yeah, wait a second. Okay.
So they came, but nothing that interesting happened at my house. We left for the party.
How were the doctors?
Fine. Doctors. The one was like a really, really hot girl.
Wow. Okay.
And I was like, wow, you are really Grey's Anatomy-ing it. And
you.
She was like, ha.
Yeah. I was like, does what happens in the scrub rooms really happen?
It seems like yes.
Wow. What do I know? I'm always like, I just like grew up with the idea that you can't have sex at work. like that would be wild and just wild, like truly wild. So I'm always like, well, but you can't have sex at work.
You can't have sex at work.
But you
but
can.
I guess they can.
Yeah. Like.
So anyway, we go to this party.
Okay. We're at the brownstone.
And I'm like, this is the brownstone. Number one, the door opens.
Okay.
And it's like a man, like the inside, it didn't even look like a brownstone. They had remodeled the entire inside. So it was all like brand new.
Oh my God.
Like it looked like a rich person's very modern house inside of this
brownstone.
And it's these people who I'm like, who lives here?
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. I think he's like, he has like rich parents, but he's like friends with this rapper. And so then there was like these people there that apparently were rappers. And I was like, and it was so wealthy. When I look at the counter and they have a case of Don Julio 1942, which is a tequila that I know from working at the liquor store, costs like $170 a bottle.
And they have like 12 of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the girl who like answers the door, I was like, oh, I like brought three bottles of Prosecco. And I was like, and she's like, oh my God. And let me be clear. These people were all very nice and welcoming.
Good.
But she opens like the fridge, which is one of those giant ass fridges that look like it's built into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And pushes aside all of the Dom Perignon, which is like $180 a bottle, to make room for the La Marca Prosecco that I got for like $17
like,
a bottle.
Honestly,
I literally was like, you don't have to do
please
this.
Please don't worry about it.
And she's like, ha. But then I'm like, who lives here? The house is amazing.
Yeah.
There was like two floors that like this
the party's on?
Party was on, but it was not a lot of people there. But the like downstairs was like a massive kitchen.
Okay.
With like
that's where I'd
a
be.
Table that sat like 20 people.
Okay.
Because they had like a formal dinner before we got there. Basically, they had this formal dinner and then this girl like invited us to join was basically what we were walking in on.
Ah, that's funny.
and they had all these chefs that they had hired.
I would be like, is there any left?
There was so much. I was looking at it and I was like, oh my God.
Did you have some or it was they were putting
no,
it away?
They were like putting it away.
I don't like that.
And then there was and I tried to make a joke with one of the chefs and he just looked at me. And then there was like a giant like living room, whatever. It's six fucking floors because I was like, how many floors is this?
Oh, that's too much.
And so then the girl, I'm like talking to this girl I come to the conclusion that the guy who lives there, I believe, had like multiple girlfriends or something.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what's going on? And so then they had it like blocked so you couldn't go up past the second floor. But I'm like talking to one of these girlfriends and I was like, I complimented
what's
her dress.
There? Yeah. Brilliant.
We get to talking, And then she's like, do you want a tour of the whole house? And I was like, yes.
Yes.
A bitch.
Yeah.
So then her and some other girl who's like.
Another girlfriend?
I maybe wow. They were like a friend take me on like a tour for like an hour and a half.
Shut your face.
Because we were like chatting. You go upstairs, there's like a whole living room and then a giant bedroom.
Okay.
And a bathroom.
Okay.
So and all the bathrooms were super fucking fancy.
I love fancy bathrooms.
Bidets everywhere.
I bet great lighting.
And I'm like, this is crazy because every bedroom looked like a different
house,
kind of like it was like very, they were very design. Like giant. It looked like a really fancy hotel, each room. And I was like, this is insane. And then we go up, it's another giant bedroom and some other bizarre shit. And then up, I think there was like a bedroom on every floor. And then we're at like the fifth floor. And then she was like, opens it and it was like a patio. So it's like a patio in the West Village.
No.
But it's like, let's say you walk out and you like look up and there's these little steps and it goes up to the fucking hot tub.
Oh.
Surrounded by like plants and stuff.
Rude.
And I was like, oh my God. And they're like, yeah, this is the hot tub. And then the one girl goes, that's how he got me. Like he took me up to the hot tub when the first time we met. And then the other girl was like, oh my God, that was how he got me too. And I've never been back in the hot tub. And the other girl was like, me either.
Okay. I already hate him.
And then they were like, and then there's a roof deck, but we can't go up there. So I didn't get to see that.
And that already feels like Beauty and the Beast, like Don't Touch the Rose, that I'd be like, I'm absolutely going to get us in trouble.
Like, how do I?
We're going and to so the then, roof.
And they were very nice and generous. And like the one guy who was there, like, made sure I had Prosecco at midnight. He doesn't even know me. It was
whatever.
Like very nice.
Specifically Prosecco or Dom the
whatever the fancy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, he was like making sure everyone had champagne.
That's sweet
for
of him. So who is this guy? He courts all these women. I hate guys who have like
this wasn't the guy who it was like another guy that was there.
Oh, that gave you the drink?
Yeah.
Were we flirting with him?
I'm pretty sure I was the only gay person there.
Nice to be different.
but it wasn't like there was many a straight man.
Oh.
But I didn't feel uncomfortable. So I'm growing because I didn't let myself like spin off for no reason.
Yeah. You got a full
tour.
And
I did like try to be warm and like talk to strangers.
Good.
And I got a house tour, honey. So
yeah, it worked.
But then I was like, I'm about to be so drunk. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, I need to leave. I'm very good about
it's true. I've
knowing
seen
when it's coming.
Yeah.
And then getting the hell out of Dodge before it really comes.
Yeah. When
and
we
honey,
at the Halloween party, we said the wigs. You said leave them. I can't
said,
go
I
back
got
up.
To go.
Yeah, I got to go. It was like, all right.
Same. I left this party without saying goodbye to anybody.
Smart. I loved Irish exit.
I saw the door. I felt my body and I was like,
we have to
I
go.
Have got to go.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do I walk a mile home or do I try to get in a cab? Because if I get in a cab, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, no.
100%.
Ooh.
And so I was like, I'm just going to try to book it. At least if I'm walking, I can. And the whole walk, I was like, just don't do it until you get home. Don't do it until you get home. Long story short, I did wake up at 7:30 in the morning on my bathroom floor with my shower curtain wrapped around me like a blanket.
Absolutely.
But
all
the embarrassing shit happened at home in the privacy of my own house.
That's good. That's something. Did you throw up?
Yes.
Wild. Really wild. Wow.
But I hadn't eaten like anything.
Okay.
Or like I guess I had thought I did, but not like enough, and it had been a long time. So I probably could have not thrown up, but I made myself because I thought it would, you know.
I hear you. I will say I've never had an urge, and pre-sex me needs to take a note from about to throw up me. I practically rip my clothes off and like get on the ground. I'm so hot. Before I vomit, I get so hot. It's like I'm going to die and I can't have clothes even near my body.
Oh, I get
that. You have to be naked.
It's the absolute worst.
I'd like to ask someone, how could they? And maybe some people just throw up. Like my throw up, it's like you sit in it. You know, it's not a surprise. It's like you're about to go to hell, you know. And so in order to prepare, my body demands there is no clothes near my body.
Yeah. I mean, I think a drunk throw up and like a sick throw up
are different. But this is drunk is how it's like. That's a hangover me.
Yeah.
I mean, hangover me is like, oh, take the clothes off.
When I tell you I was so hungover.
I can't imagine.
I like woke up a few times being like, and just remember like thinking like, oh, why? I hate you. Why did you do this
Why
to me?
Do that? I know.
Why? And whatever. It was New Year's. But
the thing about alcohol, like it stings.
It stings.
It stings like a bee and it never forgets.
No, it never forgets, unfortunately.
I heard tomatoes are really good when you're hungover.
Oh, really?
Like you're supposed to eat like salsa or like anything with tomatoes the next day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, again, I run with a theory and stick with it.
I usually am pretty good about like, I'm like, okay, I'm drunk right now tonight. Yeah. And I'll like stop at a bodega and get like Gatorade, coconut water. And because I have a theory and I think it works very well that if you drink a coconut water and or a Gatorade before bed when you're drunk, the next day is so much easier and better.
Anyone who drinks has a theory about hangovers. Do you know what I mean? If they're a professional.
Well, mine is, but I didn't obey my rules. And I had the shit in the fridge, but I was so fucked up. And I was like, I need to eat something. I haven't eaten before I go to bed and I need whatever. And none of that happened. So the next day I just felt awful.
Yeah. One time, this is TMI, but isn't it always? One time I was literally, this is when I was in my early 20s. So my friends were different. And I went to this party with my friend. All of a sudden it was clear that two of the people were going to hook up and she lived there. So it was like, everybody out. And we were like, oh. And then we went to this diner and I was like really poor at the time or didn't want to spend money. So I was like, I'm not going to eat anything. And then
I'm nervous too
to say this aloud because people are going to judge. But here's the thing. My friend got fries and she was like, you can have some. And I
ate them all.
Got a bowl of ketchup. I started eating what became a bowl of ketchup. And my friends were like, are you eating just ketchup? And I was like, I love ketchup. And they were like, you can't do that. And I said, try to stop me.
Like with a spoon?
I tried to use a french fry as a spoon. It was like, but it was more about the ketchup. And everyone was upset. And I think I almost looked like a murderer. You know, it was like.
It was probably harder to watch than it was to live, honestly.
From their reactions, I thought, am I not sexy? Like, I'm confused why no one's ever hitting on me.
Like, and you know how you said when I almost drowned, it was probably harder to watch than it was for me? That's how I feel about this situation.
I think you're right. I really do think that it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And everyone was upset. And they were like, Jesse, you can't be that poor that you think ketchup is good. And I thought,
no, I
you're
love
not
it.
Wrong. It's like tomato soup. But we're opening up right now. And I've made a lot of mistakes.
Listen,
drunk,
we've all made a lot
of
mistakes.
Yeah, we can't judge, please.
We've all done a lot of things that we...
I used to be like klepto fucking drunk. Like I would go around frats and be like, what's mine now? What am I taking?
My roommates and I in college would play a game. Whoever brought back the best thing won. And we would take like groceries.
Yeah.
Once we took somebody's like cooked food from the fridge.
Yeah.
it's wild. Once we took an entire keg from our neighbor's party.
Wow.
Rolled it out. Rolled it to our house.
No one saw you?
They all went into a room. It was like, it was where all the wrestlers lived.
Hell
and we were
yeah.
like friends with them. My one roommate was like fucking one of them.
Perfect.
And so, and my two roommates were fucking like loved getting into mischief.
Yeah.
And we also had parties and people stole shit from us. So whatever.
It's almost the college way.
It is. And it's funny to like, someone stole, we had a blow up doll and we had her like dressed up in a dress and a wig.
Yeah.
And she went missing at a party and my roommate's friend.
Yeah.
Texted and was like, I saw her at these people's house. And we were like, you need to get her the fuck back. And protect then, her and at I all will costs. Never forget the next day we were sitting on our front porch because we would always just drink on our front porch. Yeah. So it was like a college town. And her name was Jocelyn, came driving. She was like, I'll drop by after work.
Yeah.
And she was driving by and she had the blow up doll that we had named Trixie in her passenger seat with a seatbelt on.
Hell yeah. That's someone who protects Trixie at all costs.
It was really funny.
That's fucking hilarious. And thank God you got her back.
And we got her back. But yeah, we would steal like Teddy Grahams. We would steal.
I stole a lot of trophies.
Wow. That's a big one.
I know. I don't know. I felt like a superhero. That's the problem when you drink. You're like, all of a sudden, I am a superhero and I'm not afraid of repercussions.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. Because then, like, the next day when people are like, you stole that? You're like,
no.
I did? Like, what?
They gave it to
me. I think it was an understanding that I could take it for a little. Should I give it back?
I can't get over your nails still.
Thank you.
Still.
You guys, I'm a hand model.
How long have you had them now?
I know. These in particular, I think like at least a week.
I think longer. You had them the last time I saw you.
Yeah, I guess I got them when I came back from London.
They look fucking amazing still.
It's Maria at my nail place.
I mean.
Maria is so good. She is on the phone the whole time and we're talking to somebody else. She doesn't want to, but I appreciate it too. And she sometimes I don't even know she's on the phone. That's how good she is. Mm. Like all of a sudden I'll notice she's saying certain things and then I'll see something or she'll be like she was on the phone the whole time. I had no idea.
I had an Uber driver yesterday who was Tindering on his like phone that was on the stand.
I'm crying.
And he was on two different fucking phone calls and was like switching between them.
Shut up.
And then was Tindering.
That's hilarious. And I would have wanted input. I would have been like, she's cute.
I was like, I was trying to get a picture.
Yeah.
But then like my flash thing was on and my camera's been being crazy. So I'm like, I don't want to.
I don't trust it. Can you imagine?
No.
That would be traumatic. But that is, if someone Tinders in front of me, I have a right to vote.
Yeah.
That's my theory. Like,
but also I'm like, you're driving.
Yeah. Also you're driving. Could you actually not do that while we're driving with me? But okay.
I guess one of us should find someone before we die in this car accident because you're Tindering.
It's true. Are you Tindering?
I'm trying, bitch.
How's it going?
I mean.
Yeah.
Not great. It's the whatever.
Most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You know?
Is the thing. I have been to 3 Rumble classes this. Or no, I went. Because I felt like such a piece of shit after New Year's, obviously.
Yeah, you gotta repent.
So I went, I think, I went 4 days.
Oh, you keep posting those thirst traps and they are stunning.
Yesterday I got a hand on the back.
What? Wait a second.
Because I was doing something wrong.
Like, wait.
I mean, she did it in a very loving, tender way, but I've never had that.
Was it?
I was just very surprised because it was dark in there. And I was like leaned over to do Ben over Rose.
I think you're starved for touch.
I think so too. I think that doesn't even begin.
It's sparking something in you. I'll tell you that I went on a bowling date and you know, there's a moment where you have to kind of switch positions. Someone goes to the alley to get the ball and to roll it and the other person has to get back to their seat. And you know, I forget. I am corporate when you first meet me and I'm not good at like those touches. And he like I couldn't.
I love those touches. I'm very big on body language.
Okay.
I think I'm very aware of body language.
But I guess like I knew that my body language was I couldn't touch back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was like, I simply can't.
Yeah.
But sometimes he would put his hand on my back and I'd be like, oh, God.
You don't like that?
No, I did. It was just I was like, I can't do back. You know what I mean? Or I don't even know. When someone puts their hand on your back, you can smile.
Or you can scream.
Or you can scream, but like you could do a salute. But I mean, it's like, what do you touch? You know, there isn't anything. So it's sort of like a one-way thing. And then you're just like, here we go.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It's just like I couldn't help but find myself like stressed out every time that happened.
See that, and I've found myself in this situation where I'm like, oh no, yeah. I'm stressed out now. Am I just like turn into a brick of fucking ice?
Am I ice now? Yeah.
And now I'm icing people out
because I was I'm like fully erect in the sense of like
me too right now.
Yeah, it's like my posture. I'm like straight as a board, you know, because I'm just like, whoa, I didn't know we were.
And
gonna...
he's like, do you have titanium in your spine?
Yeah, and I said, what was that? I wish somebody commented about that. It's more just like the stress of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I did what I had to do.
Well, listen, when was this?
Wednesday.
And did you like him?
I did.
Are you going out again?
Yeah.
Did you just go bowling and then that was it?
We
I can see on your face that you're either gonna lie to me or you did something naughty.
No, it's like, no, I'm trying to, I have a new goal. My goal is to, try to
lay it out, bitch,
get to like, I'm trying to get more intimate and vulnerable and like try to get to know somebody before I have sex with them.
Good for you.
Thank you. So we bowled for 2 hours and then we made out on the street for 2.5 hours.
You made out for 2.5 hours on the street?
You bet.
That's absolutely crazy. Where?
I'm an Olympic athlete.
Where?
Also, the location is stunning. On like 40th and 9th.
I don't think I've even made out for 2.5 hours in a bed before.
Oh, I love making out.
Apparently he does too.
I know. And that's the good news.
Did it feel like 2.5 hours?
No.
That's so long. That's a Broadway musical.
Yeah, like
people could have gone in to see Six the Musical.
Yeah.
And seen you making out and came out after the show was done and you're still there.
I know. Well, yeah, you lose track of time if you're having a good time.
This sounds like something's blossoming.
It could be something, but also I was like, I
feel like a lot of people in my life that I'm close to are like meeting people.
Wow. Well, I'd like to think I'm like really open right now. And
I feel like the universe was like, okay.
Yeah.
Here's your single friends left. Let's take them away.
Let's take them away. I was just excited he even planned a date. He was like, we're going to go bowling. I was like, thank you.
Can I see him?
Yeah. Wait, can I tell you something funny, though?
Yeah.
I was literally on a bowling like league for a little bit. And like, I'm so bad at bowling. I don't know why I'm bad at sports. Anyhow, so before I got there, I was like, maybe we'll do bumpers because I really, if you have bumpers, there's no pressure. But anyhow, the guy said, no, it's only for kids. The guy who worked at the bowling rink.
Oh.
And my first game, I did score 45.
What did?
He got over 100.
That's good, right?
Yeah, I was trying to get over 100 too.
I'm terrible at bowling.
Yeah, I'm really like, it was laughable. And part of me, you know, when you go on a date and you kind of want to look perfect or like seem perfect. And for me, if I bowl, that's out the window. You know, it's like, oh, she's really bad.
I'm also like, I don't want you watching me from behind.
Why?
Like, I'm just like, it's a like control thing.
Oh.
Where I'm like, you're just like watching me bowl.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's not like a flattering.
For people who like butts, it is. Also, I'm like.
Yeah, but my butt is not my best asset.
To who? I don't think so.
No, I'm like, let me be clear. I have great assets.
Yeah.
But my butt is just nothing. It's back to leg.
To you, though.
No, it is back to leg.
No, but I'm saying like some people, you know, like some people like big boobs, some people like small boobs. Some people like, you know what I'm saying? Some people like
well,
big
like
round...
I don't care about an ass, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
So that's what like I
there could be
I mean I can, you know, I look at girls' asses sometimes and I'm like that's a great ass, but I'm just like that's a great ass. I'm not like sexually attracted
right, right.
to it. And with guys too, I'm like
I'm literally
I can appreciate a yeah. great ass, but I don't care
I'm not
about
attracted
it.
To sometimes and a guy in a suit when they wear a belt I can't help but look at their butt. I'm like that's a butt normally, like boom, you know, and I just want to slap it but not necessarily do anything more. I get turned on by guys' chests and their arms and their faces, but like
so just in general men,
but I'm saying like you know
arms are big for me.
Everyone loves an arm, but I could just touch an arm. I don't need to see it even. But I love an arm.
You know when
arm.
You just like see an arm poking out of a t-shirt?
Ooh, you're like, wait a sec.
You're like, wait.
Wait.
Where'd
you
get those?
Throw me around?
And like a nice pair around? Of hands. There was a guy on the train on the way here. There was many. It was a meat market. Okay.
Damn, I need to be commuting right about now.
I mean,
there
was like two different.
Okay, two guys.
Two different
not
guys.
Bad. It's a market.
And the one had like nice hands.
Hands are great. Nice hands are great.
You know.
Yeah, he actually did have nice hands.
Great for bowling.
Great for bowling. Yeah, and he was good at bowling. He said he hadn't bowled in 11 years. He literally got 100 on every game. He was smoking me to the point where I was like,
let me see him.
Again, it's like the facade is gone that I'm.
What does he do?
Well, I can't believe we're talking about. Well, whatever.
Who
I guess.
Cares?
Yeah, why do you care? He.
Unless he is listening.
No, I'd like to think he doesn't know my last name still. But he could.
It is funny that if someone finds out our real names and they Google, they get a treasure trove.
Oh my God. Like my
they can know everything about me.
Yeah. In one simple second.
Okay. What a cute dog.
Yeah. He has a dog, which is cool.
Oh my God. He is like very cute.
He's cute.
I think he's hot.
And he was very nice, which I also appreciate.
Oh my God, I love him.
Yeah, he's funny and...
He is a little cutie patoot.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, he's hot.
Yeah, we're
and
like...
And those eyes.
Yeah, he's nice. He does have nice eyes. I'm not going to lie about that. And I'm putting into the universe that it's like, not that. Are you trying to kill me?
I can't believe you made out with him for 2.5 hours. That's more intimate than a marriage.
Yeah, I mean, I lose track of time. I love to make out. And honestly, he was really good.
But did you like look at your at the time at any point?
Okay, so at one point I was like, what time do you think it is? And that was when it was like it had been like an hour.
Oh my God,
I
that's
hate when
him.
People do that. Stop it. It had been like an hour and 20 minutes. But then, and I forget, but then he was like, I don't have anywhere to go. And I was like, absolutely. So then we
that's
kept going.
So hot.
Yeah, it was great.
And especially because he wasn't like, let's go fuck.
I know.
Like he wasn't pressuring you at all.
No.
And he said, I don't have anywhere to be. Like
let's
this
keep...
is the best.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
It was a good time.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Like,
I'm going to get the security cam footage from that area.
Can you imagine? There were.
If you guys get married, I will.
Let's talk about putting pressure on it. But I mean, it would just be nice to even just be treated well for a little bit.
Yeah, that you know? Could be. That could.
That could
know.
Be a fetish of mine that I didn't realize.
My fetish? Texting back.
My fetish? Putting time in.
I've yet to find someone who shares the same fetish.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find that fetish. I'll say that. But it was a fun date. And I hadn't gone bowling on a date in a really, like, it's normally always drinks or then dinner. Like, literally nothing. I feel like I haven't gone on a fun date in a while.
That's so much fun. Have you talked to him?
Yeah.
When's your next date?
Tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
You planning it again?
I want him to. He said something about like, what do you want? And then I think I need to just tell him that you need to plan it, please.
But he planned the first one.
I know, but
you have to plan the second.
What? Who came up with that?
I think it's fair.
What?
What do you think his friends would say if he was like, if you were telling me that you planned the first one and then he was like, he told you to plan the second? I'd be like, he told you to plan the second one?
Oh, God. But, Chris, I don't plan dates.
Let's come up with it.
Right now?
Yes.
Okay, what's a good Hallmark date? I can't.
Get a plane.
Budget's no problem, right? That's the other thing. It's like, I don't want to suggest something that then, like...
Yeah, but suggest something that you want to do. And then this, I think, is a growth opportunity.
You do?
I think so, right?
Okay, okay.
For you to just be like, this is what I want to do.
Fuck, I hear what you're
and
saying.
And then him be like, okay, I want to do that too.
Okay, I don't know what I want to do.
Maybe like...
What if...
I don't know.
See, that's the problem.
What do people do on fun days?
That's what I'm saying. I said ice skating, but I've now pulled a neck muscle and I'm like,
maybe it's from making out for fucking 2.5 hours, that neck muscle.
I wish. That's the strongest muscle I have. Please help. No.
My God. What about like a, what about just like a nice dinner?
Yeah, it could be just dinner and like,
I don't think things have to get complicated. I'm a simple girl.
I'm simple. I could do dinner. I could do, I guess we don't even have a time picked. So
like a fun dinner.
Yeah, like a fun dinner.
Or like a nice dinner. You know what I went to and it was kind of fun?
What?
And it was, there was people on dates there.
Why?
It was on the Lower East Side and it's called, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like not a paint and sip kind of place, but it kind of is that. Like, it was, I think, $50 for a ticket and it was open, like, unlimited alcohol for 2 hours and they, like, come around and it's...
I feel guilty if I'm picking, am I paying for it then? Because I'm like,
you have to get tickets beforehand, so you could be like, is this something, and then see if he...
Yeah, I just feel bad because it's like, then what if... I don't know. I get
stressed
out about that.
But I don't think
you
even actually have to get... I think you can get tickets without that. Okay. And it might be worth it because like the booze was terrible, but the actual thing
was
fun because it's just like a...
Yeah.
You, like, paint a thing and they're like fun and there's music blasting and it's like...
Cute.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
And they have like different things. So I think there's probably a more low key one than the one I went to.
It's actually funny because I guess what I'm learning is any date activity, I will buffoon myself. Like, I'm like, painting, I'm bad at that. I'm like, I told you that one guy, Mr. Bagel, I pumpkin carved with, and we both were stunned with how bad mine was. Stunned.
I love pumpkin carving.
I bet you're good at it. See?
I am good at it.
What happened to me?
I don't know. It's odd because you're like talented.
I know. God gave me a few skills, but that's it. Everything else, it wasn't even like, can we give her a maybe? He's like, none of it. No artistic.
I mean, you have some things.
Thank you.
But like,
can't think of them right now.
Well, I'm trying to think of things in the vein of like.
Like pool, I'm bad at.
Painting.
Darts, pretty bad, even though I have a dart board. Bowling, abominable.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're trying all these things just a couple times. That's it.
Yeah, and I'm having fun.
Like, you have to, like...
I refuse
like,
to
if I was
seriously.
Like, I want to... I've been carving pumpkins since...
Yeah, I get better.
I could hold a knife.
Yeah, that would be fun then.
Like, I'm like, would I be good at skydiving? Probably not the first time.
Not the first. And isn't it the worst when someone's like, let's do this thing I'm amazing at. And then you're like, why'd you do this to me?
Yeah. No.
You know, it's nice when it's like something that both people aren't that good at. Or just I'm exceptionally bad at. Once again... I think it makes me more human.
I think just go for like dinner.
Okay.
Or like a cool place.
Yeah. Dinner at a cool place. All
right. Because you already did like a sportsy thing.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard to talk when you do that because like you're switching. And so it would be better if we're just like stationary. I just.
Like a romantic dinner.
Can I say like something that's really sad? First of all, I'm like, I can't think of the last time because I almost have an exclusive. No eating on dates, like,
yeah,
like, then I can't think of the last time I went to like a fancy dinner on a date. I'd probably die.
This is a big step
for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So you should do it.
Yeah. I mean,
especially because then that's like the ultimate hurdle or comfort. For me, like eating.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm not as nervous to eat. It's like, now I'm more nervous because you're kind of trapped and you have to like.
Yeah, but you can do that.
Yeah, I can do that. I actually do well when feeling trapped.
Right. And like. See, I feel like I'm going to die. But on the outside, I think I do fine.
Yeah.
Not in a romantic situation.
Yeah. But well, it's nice because you're sitting across the table. Most of the time it's like there's no footsie, or at least I don't play footsie.
Yeah.
I'll make it with you on the street, but I will not touch you in the bowling alley. Please no.
Yeah, no.
I am those two women.
When I would be serving tables and people would be holding hands across the table, I would always be like, are we fucking kidding?
Yeah, come on.
Or if I like literally would be bringing a plate and they would keep their hands like that. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'd be like, you're embarrassing yourself. Release
like, I
want to
break
other.
Your fingers.
Release.
It's
codependent. It's weird.
Or they're like, can we sit there at a four top so that they can sit next to each
other?
No,
you can't.
You can leave.
Yeah, you can leave or get a room.
How is what
that?
You can do.
Yeah, I don't touch.
This isn't Fuckfest 2020.
No.
You know?
And that's not, nobody needs, I mean, I don't think I've ever even reached like a hand out. You know what I'm saying? I really like.
I have clam. I'm not a hand holder.
I was proud of my, yeah, I'm trying to be better at like hand holding.
Give me an arm.
An arm I can do. An arm I can definitely do.
I prefer an arm.
Yeah.
Because hand holding, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my hand's going to start getting sweaty. And now it's getting sweaty because I'm thinking about it getting sweaty.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about all these things.
I worry about length. I'm always like, I think about the fact that it's like, oh, do we swing our hands? Do we not swing our hands? Like, we're intertwined. Like, is my arm a little bent or is his? Like, where do our arms match up? Do I have to take a step away, step two?
Yeah.
Like, what are our hands doing? What do we look like from the back?
Once this guy that I was like talking to who ruined my life was like, we were like walking and were a little drunk, but he was like, not yelled at, but you know when somebody you can tell they're like angry?
Yeah.
Or not angry, but like annoyed.
Okay.
That I was holding his hand wrong.
He was annoyed you were holding
his... He was like, you're holding my hand wrong. And like batted it.
Ew, I hate him.
And I think that's where maybe I developed some of my...
I would. I have a memory of my dad going, get off of me.
I have the same one.
And that...
I have the same memory.
I think when I go to hold someone's hand, I'm like, they're going to shake me off like a leech. Like, so that's why I don't reach for people.
I know exactly how you feel.
This is where it's incredible of our past. I'm like, I feel like we grew up in the same house, but that's what I think of. Like, I literally think of wanting to grab my dad's hand and then being shaken off.
Yeah, it's
maybe that's why we don't reach for hands. It's like, that's the only thing I think of in the back of my mind is, what if he... And then that guy, he like affirmed that.
Oh, I mean, and like,
I would be upset if someone
like
said you're holding
kind
my
of all I've ever gotten is affirmation on that way when it comes to physical intimacy or like physical stuff.
I think because
so that's a hurdle I'm trying
it's a hurdle. I think because subconsciously, because like you, it's like we're looking for the thing that we believe, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I used to only date guys who didn't like me because I was like, you're smart, at least we have that, you know?
Yeah.
And like, even trying to date guys that are nice or are into me, it's like at first I'm repulsed by that because I'll be like, oh god, like, he doesn't know me yet. I don't know why he's pretending. And then I'm like, stop, stop, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, of course he's into you. You're stunning.
Yeah.
And funny and bad at bowling. Really, no one's this bad. You've almost created your own category.
It is. It's really hard to like stay in that mindset.
Yes. That's the mindset. Because I've seen when somebody's into you. I've had the privilege.
I still disagree with you on that. But
I know. But that's the thing. It's like you couldn't even believe it.
I talked to that guy and he ghosted me.
That doesn't mean, you know, I mean, I've ghosted people because I was like scared.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I'm saying that I know from being on set.
I know he took my Amazon password, watched all of RuPaul's Drag Race, and then ghosted me.
Okay, so he is a user, but he also was recently, he recently had come out.
I mean, like years before we met. Also, isn't it crazy that all of this was like...
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Oh my God.
It was before the pandemic.
Right. But I saw...
But right before the pandemic.
Yeah, it was.
Because I was the last person to leave the office because we got back from that shoot.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at the table and there was like a bowl of fruit. And I remember being like, should I take this out? And I was like, no, somebody will fucking be back if we're closing the office. And then like months later, the girl who... went in to clean the office because we were leaving the office was like,
there's fungus.
There was a disease. And I was like, fuck.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But I saw someone, what I'm saying is I saw someone who is attracted to you and really into you. And you continue to deny it because I don't think that you like can see it.
The only reason I continue to deny it is because of what happened after we thought he was into me.
But you.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Because like we had intel that he like that's how the contact even happened.
But
I know that he couldn't follow through. And I know that like.
No, but sometimes I think that like people just think I'm like funny. They're not like romantically. And I kind of think that was the situation with him.
Oh,
because like, yeah,
I promise you.
I mean,
I know it. I do.
We don't know it, but
I do know it.
I get what you're saying.
I'm going to set you up. True or false, I'm going to find your husband.
Sell.
For who?
No, like they're going to be a hard sell to me.
Yeah, that I know. But I was never expecting an easy sell from you. I'm not even expecting to get your permission. I'm expecting to be like, listen.
Well, I'm also trying to be better about that.
Okay, good.
I'm also trying to be more go with the flow than I am.
I'm trying to be more open. And I think that's really good. Like, yeah, no judgments. Like, just judging someone based on who they are in front of you. Nothing else.
Yeah. And I'm trying not to be as rigid with like... Like, I think I'm very quick to be like, okay, I'm feeling uncomfortable. I have to go home.
Right.
I think I need to, like, when I have that moment, kind of...
Sit in it, go, why do I feel uncomfortable?
Sit, yeah, exactly. And, like...
Because the question is, why and what is it? And, A, can I communicate it? Because it could be, like, we're going too fast. You're sitting too close. You're doing this.
Yeah. And I also mean just, like, in general social situations.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm, like, I feel like sometimes I miss out on meeting people.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, I'm going to leave as soon as... I possibly can.
Right, right. I think that, yeah. Hanging around, like.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
I feel like this is going to be a good year for us. Really good.
I think so too, bitch.
A massive year.
And I think it's going to be a good year for you guys as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to get to see us on tour. Not a lot of people can say that.
Fingers crossed. We have dance routines planned.
We really do.
But you know what, guys?
Mm.
If you need more episodes,
yeah,
you need to head over, okay? And what we need you to do is go and to the Patreon. Patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yep.
Join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Mm.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.